Once you grant this, that there is a necessity of rebirth, then many questions arise. In fact, it is this question which is the central theme of Kathopanishad. If you read the Kathopanishad, the story is that Nachiketas is a son of a Brahmin. Who has done a sacrifice, and in the sacrifice he goes on offering his wealth, and his son Nachiketas is sitting nearby, and he finds that the wealth of the father consisted only of cows which have lived their full life. They have become worn out. All the milk that they have to give have already been there, they have given. They are completely worthless now. And it is these which is now offering in the sacrifice. So the son becomes very much perplexed and worried. And he feels that if you want to make sacrifices, you must make good sacrifice. The things which are useful, things which have real value. So to prevent the father from making sacrifices of useless things, he puts a question to his father and says, "Father, to whom do you want to sacrifice me?" Because he is a young boy and he has a lot of life to live, and if he sacrifices, there will be meaning in it. So inducing his father to say that, "All right, I sacrifice you so that there will be at least some merit." But the father is annoyed with this question. Then the boy asks for the second time, and he asks for the third time. Then the father becomes very angry. In anger he says, "I give you to death. To Yama I give you." And as he utters these words, the soul of Yama, of Nachiketas, is transported to the house of Yama. So he arrives at Yama's house, where Yama is not present for 3 days. And the attendants of the Yama, when Yama arrives after 3 days, informs Yama that a Brahmin has come to our house, and if you do not treat him well, it is not good for you, for Yama even. So now you request him to come in, propitiate him. So Yama says that since you have remained for 3 nights at my place, I give you 3 boons and choose them. So Nachiketas then asks three boons. The first boon is that when I return from here, is a very clever answer. When I return from here, see, he ensures that he returns from there. When I return from here, my father is very pleased with me. That's the first boon. The second boon he asks is, "Tell me what is the nature of celestial fire, celestial agni." And this question Yama answers. The third question he asks is, "We are told that there is a debate that when man passes out, then he no more is or he is. Now that you know, you are the only one who knows what is the real truth, you please tell me what happens really." Now this question is such an important question that Yama does not want to answer it. It is such a secret question and such a secret knowledge which has to be given in answer to it, that he does not feel that this boy should be given this knowledge. And he says, even gods do not know. So why do you want to know the answer to this question? You select any other boon I will give you. So the boy says, no, no, what gods even do not know, I want to know. And I want to have that fulfillment. Yama says, I'll give you anything, wealth, beautiful wives, children, and so much of property that even for generations after generations there will be no lack of it. Ask for any such boon. So he says, well, what is the end of all pleasures? Nothing. But this knowledge, which is so precious, I want it. Then Yama says that you have pleased my heart. There are two ways, Shreyas and prayers. I offered you prayers, all that is pleasant, and you did not accept it. But you held on to the Shreyas, to that which is really worthwhile. Therefore I am pleased with you, therefore I will now declare to you this knowledge. And then follows the dialogue, which is a very difficult dialogue, and we shall come to it later on if the time permits. But this is the question actually that Sri Aurobindo says, if rebirth is necessary, is a necessity of the universal significance, then many questions arise. Now what are these questions? There arises first a question of the process of rebirth. If that process is not quickly successive, but immediately following death of the body, so as to maintain an uninterrupted series of lives of the same person, if there are intervals, that in its turn raises the question of the principle and process of the passage to other worlds, which must be the scene of these intervals, and the return to earth life. A third question is the process of the spiritual evolution itself and the mutations which the soul undergoes in its passage from birth to birth through the stages of its adventure. Let us recapitulate these three questions. First question is, what is the process of rebirth? Who is reborn? How is one reborn? In what form is he reborn? Second is rebirth immediately successive? There are, you know, two notions which are running in the world, those who believe in rebirth, not sufficiently reconciled. According to one view, you leave this body and then you are immediately reborn into another body. That is one view. According to another view, once you come out of the body, then you have to undergo experiences of pleasure or pain according to whether you have been a good boy or a bad boy on this earth. If you have been a good boy, you will go to the heaven and have pleasures of some kind. Otherwise, you will be chastised, you will be sent to hell for some time. And when this is over, then you take another birth. These are popular notions, not necessarily scientifically verifiable or scientifically valid notions. But these are the notions which are current in the world. So we have to arrive at a very scientific conclusion on this subject. So is rebirth immediately successive? If not immediately successive, if there is an interval, then what happens in the interval to the soul? And the third question is that in the whole process of dying, coming out of the body, passing to wherever one has to pass after the death of the body, returning to the body, new body, what is it that the soul gains and how does it evolve itself? What is the process of its evolution? What role does the nature play? And what role does the soul play in the evolution of consciousness, which is the real purpose? These are the three questions which arise.